When we add in the further set of commitments, which is sites with planning permission and also allocated in our current plan, means that we are needing to plan for new sites of about 340 a year from the period 2023 to 2041, which is quite a bit lower than we had to plan for in the current plan, and also quite a bit lower than we've currently been delivering. So I can completely empathise and understand with people's concerns. But the district needs to do what it needs to do in terms of meeting government policy. And the best way to do that is to get a development plan in place that will guide the delivery of development where the council would like that development to go, rather than where developers would wish to put it through speculative development.